Well, 200 years ago, you would have been looking at the foreshore, and the tide would have lapped up against the walls of the churchyard. In 1749, they started reclaiming the land, and the present-day pierhead is the result of that reclamation. At one time, you would see, at high tide, 200 ships underway simultaneously from this vantage point. And it was always a vantage point because it was always a place where people came to look at the river. The new church, which was built in 1361 at the time of the Black Death, introduced the name of St. Nicholas, who is again a patron saint of sailors. It was a typical church of the period with a square tower. In 1745-49, the townspeople built a steeple on the square tower, and it wasn't a very good job. And at a later period, in 1810, the steeple fell. The steeple fell just as the girls from the Moorfields Orphanage and Charity School were processing into the church for the Sunday service. 17 of the children were killed, including the deputy headmistress, who was only 14 years of age. Five other under-15s were killed, and two or three adults. The adults were outside. They were waiting to come in. If the steeple had come down 5 minutes later, the death toll would have been very, very much higher. The rector was standing outside, and for the rest of his time here, which was quite a while, he was never able to enter the church by that doorway. He just couldn't face it. The bell outside is from Bluefunnel's ship, the Sarpedon. Sarpedon was a son of Zeus, the king of the gods, and he was an ally of the Trojans during the Trojan War and was killed by Patroclus. All the Bluefunnel ships, and she was a Bluefunnel ship, were all named after male heroes in the Greek myths. Behind, on the landward side, is the Mersey Chambers, which was built in the 1870s by the Harrison Line as their headquarters. A very elegant building, listed of course, and it has very fine views of the river. The directors used to sit in their offices and could see their ships sailing up and down the river. When the church was blitzed during the war, the Church of England decided that as nobody lived in the parish anymore, they wouldn't rebuild the church, and Harrison Brothers had visions of the land being sold for redevelopment and an office block being built in front of them so that they couldn't see the river. So they paid a large part of the refurbishment of the church and certainly the turning of the churchyard into a garden, a very elegant garden that it is now. This required the removal of the remains, the human remains, which were supposed to have been taken away by a contractor, but even to this day you get the odd bone starting to work its way out of the ground. On top of the Harrison Line building is a very, very elegant white liver bird, a female liver bird. How anybody knows it's a female liver bird, I don't know, but everybody does know that it's a female liver bird, and if you look at it, it looks like a female. It's quite a bit older than the liver birds on top of the liver building, and if anything, more beautiful. So when you see these films and movies about the Titanic, you would never realise that she was almost entirely crewed from Liverpool, because there are so few Liverpool accents. For many, many years, British movie makers would not have regional accents. If you weren't a Cockney, then you were from Eton. But the crew of the Lusitania and the Titanic were nearly all from a very small area of Liverpool in Vauxhall. And on the night she sank, my great-grandmother gathered all the family together, and they came into town on the electric train, walked down Chapel Street alongside the church, and my mother said she knew there was something wrong because the road in front of her didn't look right. And then she realised at the bottom of the hill the road was absolutely black, because with all the old women with their black shawls and the shawlies, the married women in those days went into black. And it was a moving tide of people. And the entire road in front of the church here for about a quarter of a mile up was black with people who were making their way to the White Star Line offices to find out information as to whether their relatives had survived or not. And the clerks in the White Star Line offices were so nervous that they would be lynched, or at least torn to pieces. There was no reason to believe that, because the crowd was very, very well behaved. But they made all the announcements from the first floor, a first floor balcony. But number of people, there must have been 30,000 people down here waiting for information.